Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to episode 58, where I want to talk more about negativity and positivity, but mostly about how we can increase positivity, how you can get into a positive mindset that can help you. The movement of positive thinking is not a new one. You know, the power of positive thinking is now well established among wellness professionals, doctors, and thought gurus everywhere. When you increase positivity in your life, amazing things start to happen. Increase in positivity can literally make you a healthier human being, both mentally and physically. So why do we find it so hard to stay in a positive mindset if positivity can bring such amazing benefits? If we're not mentally strong, we can have a tendency to stay in a negative mindset. We might get caught in overthinking and toxic thought patterns, doubt, fear, jealousy, or the worst one, comparison. Yeah, when we compare ourselves to other people, we just set ourselves up for failure. So these things can keep us from seeing the positive aspects of life and can lead to both mental and physical health issues. Some people get caught in reliving the miserableness of their past instead of the positive aspects of the now, the present, and our future. So I'm going to go through five things that can help kind of increase positivity in your life. The first one being going within. You know, we often look outside of ourselves for answers. We may look to another person for our guidance or our happiness when what we really need to do is go deep within ourselves to find our own happiness. So set up a spiritual practice of some sort to help you sort out your own inner compass. That may be through things like meditation, journaling, reading, focused breathing, or yoga. There are several practices that can help you get to the core of you and what you want for your own happiness. When we connect to ourselves, we end up connecting to nature and the world. We're able to connect to the positive aspects of all things good. So when you understand yourself and the way you move in the world, you automatically move with more positivity. Another thing you can do is to direct your energy. We truly are what we think. Negative thoughts and emotions attract negative outcomes and people into our lives. Positive thoughts and emotions attract positive outcomes and people into our lives. Self-awareness is so important here. When you are aware of negative thoughts, gently just guide them away and replace them with the positive ones. I know, someone out there is going to say, easier said than done. You know, nothing is easier said than done. Things take practice. We are not perfect at everything. Things take practice. So awareness of when a negative thought comes in to turn that around and replace it with something positive. Ask the universe for guidance and assistance in releasing your negative thoughts and replacing them with positive ones. You know, I often look to my angels. I call on the angels and ask for help. And help always comes in some way if we're aware of what is showing up for us. So another way you can increase positivity is to actually visualize the life you want to be living. Dr. Joe Dispenza is amazing at teaching this if you ever want to check him out. But visualizing the life you want to be living. So when we can visualize the life we want to live, I think pieces just start to fall into place to make that visualization become a reality. Creative visualization is such a powerful tool. Again, we are what we think we are. When we can put the spin into our minds for the positive outcomes we desire, we tend to push out the negative thoughts from this visualization. So if you want to be like a public speaker who uplifts people, you have to constantly visualize yourself on stage or behind the camera and people loving and connecting to what you have to say. You have to sit in the feeling of what that is. So any visualization, right? Anything you want to be or become, you actually have to visualize yourself being that thing. So another thing you can do to increase your positivity is surrounding yourself with positive writing, positive reading, and listening to positive people. Where can you get support in staying positive? You know, there are countless positivity gurus out there that you can draw inspiration from. Seek out books and lectures of positive people, and then write about it. I find this is one of the easiest ways for me, personally, to keep that positive mindset, is that when I either listen to a podcast or an audiobook of someone who's teaching positivity or, you know, teaching about judgment or whatever, I take in information and then I automatically write about it, because what it does is it assimilates it more into the brain and into your being, because you've taken in this information auditorily, intellectually, and then when you can physically write, it creates this process in your brain that it becomes part of you. And I think there's no stronger connection to your inner positive self than writing your own positive affirmations. So who's in your positive circle? Who's in your positive circle of people? Are the people who are close to you, are they negative people or supporting and positive? If you're needing to cut some negative Nellies loose, then this may be the time. I mean, think about it. Who's in your circle? We can only move forward with really strong positive surroundings, and that includes the people in your inner circle. Another thing for increasing positivity in your life is having mental resilience. As you continually bring yourself back to thoughts of positivity from the negative, you will be able to handle times of adversity with much more ease. You know, there are certain mental traits that start to develop with the continual practice of positivity. Mental resilience relies on acceptance, adaptability, and most of all, gratitude. Having gratitude for what we already have in our lives is a key step in being able to stay positive and also have our visualizations of what we desire in our lives to come true. Positive people find all of the encouragement they need deep within themselves. When negative circumstances arise, we're able to move through them easier because of the positivity that we have been practicing. So imagine if you turned up the dial on your own positive thoughts, like turn it way up. How would that affect the people and the environment around you? Maybe it is as easy as Gary Vaynerchuk says. We don't need more positivity. We need it to be louder. So turn your positivity up louder, and it will turn your life and the life of others brighter and more positive. Thank you so much. I would love to hear from you guys. You can contact me through either LoveWideOpen or HeidiDelaire.com. And for those of you listening on the Anchor app, there's this cool feature where you can actually send me a message. And either depending on the content, it can either be read or played on a future podcast. So send me a message. Be well. Talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Delaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Delaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDelaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.